Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
The last half hour, the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Health has concluded its questioning of senior executives from Children's Health Ireland. The meeting follows the revelations of poor surgical outcomes in spinal surgery at Temple Street, as well as the use of unauthorised implantable devices. The chief executive of CHI, Eilish Hardiman, apologised for the hurt and distress caused to families affected by this scandal. Joining us now from our Dáil studio are Health Committee members Green Party TD Nessa Harrigan and David Cullinan of Sinn Féin, and you're both welcome to the programme this evening. Nessa, I might start with yourself, and I know you were in your contribution particularly critical of the communication between CHI and the parents, patients and families at the centre of this. Can you just perhaps for listeners who didn't hear what you were saying, remind us of your question and what you think of the response?
Well, I think for a lot of people watching this unfold, our hearts go out to the parents who are dealing with it. And we know that there are 19 families that are directly affected. But there's a cohort of people who are in the scoliosis community or the spina bifida community who are also affected by this. And I have to say, from what we heard this afternoon, I'm not sure that their confidence in the hospital will have increased. And it was really important to, you know, reach out and to have that public trust. But unfortunately, what we heard is we know that the investigation was begun in kind of November of last year. The reports were received this summer. But some of that kind of secondary cohort, so the people who are not in that group of 19 families, would have only been contacted 3 days ago. Now, those 19 families were contacted in August. Now, in the context of an investigation that has been almost a year in the making, that does seem very much like protecting the system rather than protecting those children.
And of course, the excuse, or not excuse, but the reason that you were given for the delay, I suppose, in contacting families was that the hospital wanted, or the CHI wanted, to make sure that it had something to tell the families, that it had all the information that it needed and that it had a plan of action in place.
Well, I have to say that doesn't really chime with what we're implementing in terms of open disclosure in this country, which is about telling people and being transparent when there is an issue. You don't always have to have all the answers. You don't have to bring everything to a conclusion. But it's worth flagging for people that there is an issue here. And particularly since we know that this issue has now affected the waiting times and the amount of children who will receive care this year. So last year in 2022, there was 509 surgeries completed. But we heard today that they won't be on target for anything like that. They were hoping to exceed it, but this year they expect it'll be something in the region of 450. So those families deserved to know that there is an issue, that surgeries had been paused and there was a review happening. Even that amount of information would have helped.
David Cullinan, come to yourself. And you said you counted 9 apologies from CHI at today's meeting, but you wanted to hear another apology over CHI's initial decision not to report not to publish the reports in full. Did you get that apology?
Well, we certainly got an acknowledgement that it would have been better if the reports had been published earlier, and there was some justification offered up by the CEO of Children's Health Ireland that the composite report that was published was, they felt, was the best way to proceed. But as we know, that wasn't the best case. We're simply making the point, and we have been making that point for some time to Children's Health Ireland when this story broke. There has to be full transparency. Of course, absolute communication with the families and the children involved, because one of the points I made very strongly to all of the witnesses from Children's Health Ireland is there has been a catastrophic breach of trust, and the scale of the failures don't just involve the recent controversy in relation to the use of springs, which is a hugely serious issue that they were non-medical grade, but also the equally serious issue of all of the post-theater complications and infection rates and all of those issues, which has led to the reports and potentially damage to children. So there is a lot more, in my view, for Children's Health Ireland to apologise for, but we also need to establish all of the facts. And I have to say, after 3 hours of a session today, we still haven't had answers to all of the questions. And what we did get from the head of the Children's Health Ireland today is an acknowledgement from her, which I think is important, that they should have no hand, act or part in crafting the terms of reference now for an external review. And I think that's important as the advocate groups and families meet tomorrow with the Taoiseach, because I said at the very start of this controversy, they are at the centre of the problem here. They are at the centre of the scandal. It is their children who are harmed, and they need to be at the centre of being part of drafting the terms of reference to ensure we have their confidence, because that monumental breach of trust is going to be very difficult, in my view, to repair in the short term, and will only be repaired if there is full transparency.
And do you think there was full transparency today?
Well, I think there was answers to some questions, but there was an attempt to not answer others. So, for example, there's two key issues here, and there is a concern that one consultant potentially might be scapegoated for other issues. So absolutely, there is no justification for using non-medical grade devices. And obviously, whoever was responsible for that, if that was one individual or a small number of individuals, they have to take responsibility. But the CEO of Children's Health Ireland was not able to answer questions in relation to how those devices were procured, and simply refused to answer the questions and said it's part of an ongoing review. That can easily be answered. She did say there was an invoice, and that was as far as she went. And well, that's important.
My reading of how she answered the questions, to be honest, was that was as much as she knew for certain. You know,
That wasn't my read of it. And I think they obviously have to know. And then if that is the case, then they should tell us that their view is and their suspicion is that this was something that was sourced by one individual. That wasn't said either. But equally in relation to the reasons why, and I think this is as important, if not more important, one of the big issues arising from this scandal is that children were harmed, that there was very high levels of post-surgical complications. We got some glimpse in what's called the Boston Review, which talked about clinical governance issues, which is obviously a matter for CHI, problems with the technique that was used. And obviously there's questions there in relation to, again, was that just one individual? That's highly unlikely. And what it shows is there was systemic problems here. So it's really important that while any individual, whether it's a consultant or anybody else, including management, in my view, have to take responsibility for those systemic failures. And I go back to what I said earlier. We have to try and deal with the catastrophic breach of trust that obviously exists. And the only way to do that is for absolute and maximum full transparency. And I'm afraid we got some answers today, but certainly not all of the answers to the questions that we put.
Now, Sarah, can I might come back to yourself and Tom Clonan, one of your colleagues on the committee, made a very powerful contribution. We played some of what he had to say a little earlier in the programme. But one of the points he was making is that, you know, who was calling stop when it was clear that there were problems? Who was calling stop, and including senior members in CHI? What did you think of what he had to say? And do you agree that there are serious clinical governance issues here?
Yes, and I agree with Deputy Cullinan as well. I think that actually gets to the heart of it, because we know one staff member is under investigation, but there's a couple of things that really jumped out at me today. There was continued reference by the witnesses to the professionalism of staff, and they said that they sent out a reminder email to the multidisciplinary team to ensure that devices were of medical grade. Now, I think what jumped out to me there is that I think most people would expect that that's a minimum standard. That's a minimum that we would expect in a hospital in terms of clinical management. And this was kind of being offered up as something, you know, kind of action that they took. And then secondly, you know, a non-medical device making it all the way to a patient in a clinical environment is in fact not just one person. It is a huge failure of hospital procedures and procurement. And, you know, we know that hospitals are hierarchical, whether we like it or not. And the staff in hospitals rely on everybody along the way, be able to trust them, and everybody along the way being under, you know, the right amount of governance and oversight. And it seems very clear that whether or not there was one staff member who's now under investigation, the hospital should have picked up on this long ago. This only came to light because there was a study done in terms of adverse outcomes. And actually, we heard no meaningful explanation today from the CHI around ensuring that this hadn't happened before in terms of mistakes with procurement, and that it wouldn't happen again. There's actually no mechanism there for picking up on it if there isn't adverse clinical effects.
And actually on that point, I know a number of committee members, I think perhaps you may have been one of them, Nasa, just to ask the question how that could have happened, that there could have been non-authorised devices making their way, as you say, into surgery. There really wasn't an answer to that question today.
There really isn't. And look, the medical industry and the medical and medical services is not the only industry where the public relies on standards that the government sets out and the industry itself sets out, so that they can rely on the service or the product that they're getting. We all see that. We see that across a number of sectors. And we know that for most sectors, we expect that humans are humans, and sometimes you will have a bad actor. And we don't really know what happened here yet. We haven't gotten that information today, certainly. But you have to then put in place the structures whereby if there is a bad actor, or if there is somebody who requires investigation, that is caught at an early stage, and it is very obvious, and everybody, it's very transparent, and everybody knows. This definitely didn't happen in this case. And I have to say that that is not one individual's responsibility. That is a responsibility of the institution.
Just finally to yourself, David Cullinan, what needs to happen at this point?
Well, I think the obvious next step is to ensure that the terms of reference for the external review are as tight as possible and have the support of the families and the advocate groups. Because I spoke to many families over the last number of weeks, and one of the people I spoke to was the father of the child that was named Ivy in the most recent Ombudsman report. And he pointed out that his child was waiting 5 years for very complex surgery. And that's why families are anxious that we make sure that the full facts are disclosed here and put on the public record, because they feel that the lack of ICU capacity in Temple Street, the volume of work that was being done, potentially huge pressure being put on consultants to do more surgeries, as well as the very long waits, all add to the complications that could arise then post-surgery. Yes, there were other issues that were raised in reports in relation to technical issues and clinical governance. Again, there are wider systemic issues for Children's Health Ireland. So I'm not going to defend anybody, and whoever is culpable for whatever element of what happened, they have to be held responsible. But we also have to make sure that it isn't one individual that's scapegoated. And if there is systemic problems, which it's, I assume and it seems there is, then others have to be held accountable. And we need very serious changes to what's happening in Temple Street and elsewhere. And that's notwithstanding my acknowledgement that there are excellent staff working in those hospitals in so many areas outside of those very specialist surgeries.
Thank you both very much for joining us this evening. That's David Cullinan of Sinn Féin and Green Party TD Nessa Harrigan.